News Radio KMAN's In Focus, continuing on a Monday morning. Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples this week. As Brandon enjoys a well-deserved vacation, we're talking here in our first half hour this morning with the Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice Chair, Jonalu Johnstone, and at-large member, Kevin Bryant. We're glad to have them along. Their annual meeting is coming up on Friday, but as we talked a little about in the last segment this past year, of course, the adventures because of everything going digitally. This is an organization, though, that has a history here in Manhattan and one of being active. And as we get into the summer, this is an opportunity to renew some of the activities that we have seen in the past.
Yeah, Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice has been around since the 80s. It began as the Manhattan Alliance for Central America, actually, and then morphed into this larger vision of peace and justice, and has been working in the community here for a long time around all kinds of issues, such as trying to establish a living wage, working for renters, bringing awareness of some of the national issues around peace and justice. But in the last couple of years, we've really focused in on the local, and we've focused in on helping people organize themselves and have an impact in this community. One of the ways that we've seen that is with our People's Forum, where we've invited various organizations in the community to ask candidates for local offices the questions that concern them. And we'll be doing that again, I guess, in the fall.
And the important part is we give access to those candidates and give those groups access to the candidates to speak there, to ask specific questions. We take an impartial side, but we do give them a great card. How do you relate on the issues that those groups have spoken about? So that, I'm looking forward to that. It's super important that we understand, you know, where our candidates are coming from.
And it is such an interesting candidate field that we have in August already coming up. When you look at the numbers of people that are involved in both the school board and city commission races.
Yes.
Yeah, people are energized, and that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. You know, the amount of diversity that we have in all these candidates is just amazing. You know, we went from, you know, barely having enough candidates to fill a field to this plethora of choices that we're going to have to decide this future of Manhattan here. It's very important. Fannie Fang ran for county commissioner. One of our members was involved in that. And that was a real nice opening that we, you know, get other people involved in the political process instead of, you know, the same old people.
Something that stands out as we bring up the political side of it. I know that the other evening, the USD 383 school board meeting had plenty of discussion from the public regarding what is viewed as critical race theory. And those are three words right now that are extremely loaded, no matter which angle you're coming at the story from. But it's interesting to see that matters like that are now becoming ones in which there's a lot of debate that is going on at this local level.
Yeah, and this is an area, I mean, we've been working with the Coalition for Equal Justice for so long, and this is an area that I think sometimes people in Manhattan are not interested in hearing about, that we have real racial disparities here, that in the school system, Black students have higher rates of discipline, Black students have lower rates of achievement. These are real concerns that I don't, that I think people have ignored too much. But I think our current school board is actually paying attention to some of those concerns. And we do need to find ways to address all the students so that they can all achieve, not just some of them.
Oh yeah, information is so important. We know how important proper information and the information that's available to us, and to being able to understand it and utilize it. And information is so important. Those numbers, people don't understand that those numbers exist here in Manhattan, but they do. John Extel has been talking about the arrest rates for a long while. I can think of 5 years right on, and it hasn't changed. So that information is part of how we make our decisions. Not based on, you know, one side or another. It's just what true information and what makes a difference here in Manhattan.
The challenge, of course, becomes how to be able to have those discussions without it becoming exceptionally heated, which I think is a challenge that everybody is faced with, no matter what level they're in this debate about any of these issues that we bring up.
Troy, that's a very good, myself and John Lure, members of the Conversation on Race Reconciliation that's been operating here for about, since 2017. Our next block of talks is about disparity of racial issues in the school system. And that's local. So we're talking here. So we have people that know the facts, and it's just bringing those facts to people's attentions and maybe we get better action because it does, you know, when a national issue impacts locally, it can be seen really obvious here in Manhattan.
When you're putting that approach together, how do you do it in such a way? And maybe this is the $64,000 question for you right now as you formulate everything. How do you do it in a way that isn't seen as attacking?
That's where having a regular dialogue, being a regular member of the community, being part of the community becomes it, because you're not going to yell at your neighbor. You're going to give them a chance. And that's what we try to do is we set those ground rules, but we're an established organization that doesn't have the history of, we're not agitators. We're people, we bring people together.
But you know, if sometimes it needs some agitation, sure. If you know, sometimes you can't say what is true without getting a negative reaction back.
Yes, and you have to have ground rules. Yeah, and that's one thing we pride ourselves on being, you know, having those ground rules to say, hey, this is how we're going to address this conversation. It's going to be, let's use our facts and then see where our emotions play in with all that.
It's why, though, that some of these debates do get so fraught with emotion when we have them, is because they are highly charged topics for a lot of people.
And one of the things that we have to try to do is keep turning our attention back to the local level, keep bringing our attention back to, okay, what's going on here? Let's not worry about how it looks nationally or what the play is nationally. And I think that's can be hard to sort that out, but to recognize that here, there are racial issues and racial disparities. We have to acknowledge that. It's true. So then what do we as local citizens do about that? Too often, the people who are most affected have not had a significant voice in those things. And we want to make sure that those voices get heard. I was so pleased at the school board meeting that we had people like Lorenza Lockett and Teresa Park and Kim Zito making statements, people of color saying, here's our experience. Those are voices that need to be in the public square. And so one of the things that we try to do is to try to help those people affected have a voice in the public square.
The Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice annual meeting coming up on Friday. John Alu and Kevin, what does that mean for our listeners?
They can see it on Facebook. We'll be on our Facebook Live on the Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice page. So it's easy to be there and see what we're doing. We're going to have some voices from the people We'll have some people representing Rent Zero. We'll have people representing renters. We'll have people representing Coalition for Equal Justice, telling us about the experience of engaging in the community and what it's meant and how it's worked. We'll be electing some new board members. What else, Kevin?
It's a chance for everybody to get involved, and we have a guest speaker coming. So stay tuned for the guest speaker, because it's nice to see how other communities in Kansas deal with the same situations we're dealing with. But it's an opportunity for you to get involved. To bring attention to what your passion is. It's a good opportunity to see like-minded people, and actually it's a good chance for everybody to see how the other half of Aura, something they're not involved in, operates. So it's important.
Again, that meeting coming up on Friday. Kevin Bryant, Jonalu Johnstone with the Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice. Thank you both for joining us for this half hour this morning on In Focus.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great meeting on Friday. Thank you much. When we continue, we turn our attention to Manhattan Parks and Rec. Boy, with those temperatures warming up, we will get to discuss trails, among other things, in our community as part of In Focus next on News Radio KMAN.